Dreiblick, der Podcast mit Michael Lee.
I'm Tanja Grunwald from Copenhagen, casting director, working since 1997, I think. Being here at Mallorca, teaching and casting, it's wonderful. Occasionally I work on more than one project, so it contains a lot of Skype meetings, a lot of personal meetings with directors, preparing, reading scripts, getting in the casting room, working with the actors in front of the camera. Luckily, I do that a lot because our country is not so big. So self-taping is a possibility, but I mostly work behind the camera with actors in the room, so that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you see? What's interesting when you work with actors? Mm-hmm.
You know, the most important thing I think there is for an actor to remember is the goal is to, I would say, own the room when they come. And how do they do that? Especially, of course, it makes sense that they have to be able to do the lines good, because then it's also easier sometimes to improvise if you have the lines more in your head. You don't are looking for them all the time to understand what you are saying, read it and understand it, the text you're coming with. And also, I think it's very important that the actor prepare individually, like they shouldn't be afraid asking, do I have to bring props? Do you have a costume idea? Stuff like that. So they are, as much as they can be, you know, what do you say, well-dressed for the casting, as we say in Denmark.
Yeah. Do you immediately see talents when they appear in that room? Do you see that directly?
I understand what you mean. You know, the thing, the star quality, what is that? You can't really tell what it is, because it's something magical, it's something magnetic. And of course, some people are more luckily gifted with it, so you see it faster. But sometimes also people bloom slowly. I think the best thing to describe it is something about truthfulness. It's very important that I believe what I see, and I am quite good at seeing if people are pretending too much, because that's something the casting eye sees when I've worked for so long, right? I believe I'm able to do that. So I would say the truthfulness, the thing of just being, that's the most important thing for the actor to be able to give to the audience.
Yeah, you're talking about the important things. Mm-hmm. Could you give us 5 important things what we actors and actresses mm-hmm. need to be mm-hmm. good in our job,
yes.
Maybe become famous to get that role?
You know, it's so much also to do with luck sometimes. It really has. I think I'll start another place, because it's difficult for me to give, you know, the recipe for being famous. I can't do that, I think, but I can say that so often when people are not getting parts, I would say 65%, maybe 70%, maybe 80% of the time, it's not because of the performance they made. It really has to do with so many other things. The gallery, the cast has to be put together. I mean, I think it's so sad that a lot of actors think that when they go out of the room and they don't get the part, they made a bad performance. And that's not the case a lot of times. So I just think the courage to still believe in it is one of the important things to have, because the strength, the belief in it, you know, for each actor, and then work hard. You know, it's so important that you are using your body, your tool. So if you don't have job, train, do it together. It doesn't have to be because you have to put a lot of money into it. I mean, do workshops, do things, work.
So many actors are doing that,
year
by year, and they still have no chance to that job. So are you sometimes tell them, okay, maybe stop, try to be an actor, choose another job? Do you say that if you don't see any talent?
If people really ask me if they want my opinion,
yeah,
I would do it, but I don't do it just like blah, because I think it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous path to go down at.
So we had the chance to work together yesterday. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to ask you, what's your opinion about me? Would you say that?
Yeah, sometimes also it has to do with age, where you are at your path. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not in the age where you would get the young love interest. You pass that, okay? And then you can be in the middle. How many parts are there? That's not many, but maybe. We have actors in Denmark that blossom, or what do you say, they would get famous when they were over 60. Mm-hmm. Because then they got the grandma parts.
Yeah.
That
so many people struggle because they are old and they struggle. Oh, I started so late with this acting education. There is still a chance, even if you're old.
Even if you're old, there is. And we have to say that's reality, that most parts are written for younger actors.
Why is it like that?
I think it's because people think, and it's maybe strange, but you have to ask a script writer also, but that's more attractive.
Yeah. When you have two persons, they are both the same good. Mm-hmm. Is it important that you like the person?
No. I think actually I would say I'm very professional that way. I really look at the potential. I don't either have very close connection to actors, because I think we have to divide that and be able to. Of course, there are people I like and I talk to them, but that's not a group of friends I frequently are in. No.
Yeah. What was the biggest failure you saw when people or actors come into your audition?
Mm-hmm. To pretend.
To pretend that they are an actor? Or?
Yeah, but just pretend to be the character in a way that's outside the body, right?
So we have to feel it. We have
And also, you know, the camera is like an x-ray machine. It's not like, you know, especially when theater actors come and they are too big in their expression, right? And sometimes it's okay. It's okay to have a part where you shout and stuff. It's such a, but it's where it comes from, right? And, you know, in theater, you are more likely to be more loud and do more because the back row has to experience the same. But really think of the camera, really, really think that all the pauses, all the small things, it recognize immediately. That's something to train, to believe in. You don't have to, do things to show things, right?
What is your personal advice for everyone who wants to join the entertainment business, to be in front of the camera? What is the most important thing we need to stay alive in this business?
Yes.
Because it's very hard.
Be sincere to yourself. Definitely. Oh, that's such a cliche thing to say, but I really mean it. And really be able to focus on if this is what you want.
How do we know that this is what we want? Sometimes we struggle, especially artists do.
Yeah, I understand. Sadly, sometimes it's the things you experience, the sum of it that will take you to that place. Some are more clever. And I think it's so individual. I can't say anything that can help people immediately. I can say what I hope they are able to do.
Is it important to have a good agency, or is it more important that I am strong enough
the
for
thing
this
is,
business?
In Denmark, we have agencies, but it's not. We have a lot of contact directly with actors. It's of course the biggest one. We do that through agencies, but I believe that in bigger countries it is very important.
So you're searching for actors in Germany too?
I'm searching for actors, and I go to agencies if I do, or if it's very difficult parts, I ask my colleagues. Mm-hmm. Because you know I'm in the ICDN, who is the International Casting Directors Network, so I had a lot of colleagues I know. But of course the Danish production companies, they want to save money, so they will always ask me, do you know any in that age especially? And actually, and I'm going to say it today in the class, I have a homepage where you actually can sign up. Mm. And I really hope you will do that, because now I have met you, and that's a gift. So we need people from other countries also.
Tanya, your last words, what do you want to say to all of us?
What do I want to say to all of you? I will, you know, I wrote a friend the first day and I said, I'm together with so many lovely people. And the thing is that one of each has, earned money to take this class, and they have this awakeness over them. And I'm very grateful to experience that. So I think that you should be proud of yourself. I mean, you are taking a step in the direction, you are focusing, you are meeting me. I think that's a very important thing when you educate yourself.
Tanya, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.